Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today's show is proudly brought to you by TraderCobb.com, where you can get your trading education, everything you need for crypto trading. You can also jump on the website and sign up to our free bi-weekly video newsletter where you receive two emails per week from myself and my team with crypto content, free of charge, and only two emails. Guys, today, what's happening? Well, not a great deal. The last 24 hours have been very, very calm and quiet. The market has gone very sideways, and it seems to be in a consolidation pattern. The thing is that it has stayed down around the lows. It is still looking quite bearish. We might see a bounce, there's no doubt about that. But for the time being, it is not the best. There is no doubt about that whatsoever in my mind, and it is important to understand that we may see it move lower. That being said, you know, if I look across the top 10 now, Bitcoin had a very small range yesterday compared to the day before. Ethereum tried to move lower. Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Cash had a bit more momentum than any of the other pairs. It kind of pulled back in quite quickly after that big fall and then proceeded to fall back once again. EOS just fell. It's sort of up a little bit from $10. It's up $1 from $10. So up 10% from its lowest point, roughly. Cardano's sort of still grinding lower. Lumen the same, just holding those lows. NEO has pushed lower, set a new lower low on the daily, and it's just sort of bounced off of that $43 support mark we talked about. IOTA's just hovering around, little green candle, as is Ripple, and Litecoin doing something very, very, very similar as well. Now, guys, it's quite interesting to see these markets. It's looking likely we have to be patient for a little while now just because the market has fallen and now it's consolidating and it's sort of a question mark around what we're going to do next. What do we do within these periods of time? Well, let me tell you one thing. I have a confession. I made a mistake. Now, I made a mistake a couple of weeks ago. All right. Yes, confession time. Look, I am human. I'm a trader. I'm a human being. I don't make many mistakes these days, but the mistake that I have made more frequently in the last 6 years than any other mistake is that I think. Now, it's time for my sign to go back up. So I in my home office, I had a big had a piece of paper that just said, trade what you see, not what you think. And then I had another piece that was just two words, don't think, because I know that thinking is what gets me. It doesn't get me in trouble. It's an opportunity cost. It's that, because thinking, it usually makes me not take a trade. So I might see a good setup and go, yeah, but I think this might happen. I think I'll just stay out. I think I'll just do this and all this sort of stuff. You know, I start to think, and letting thinking slip into my trading, it doesn't help. Case in point, NEO. All right, I'll tell you right now, NEO, there was an absolutely cracking short trade, a crypto cradle trade on the daily time frame. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you the date. The date, so you can look at it, was the 3rd of June. All right, the 3rd of June. Now, price pulled back up into that cradle zone beautifully well, absolutely beautifully well. As a matter of fact, it didn't just pull back into the cradle zone, it also pulled back into the 50% Fibonacci zone. It was a small bearish candle. Like, I'm talking perfect. It was an absolute ripper. But I didn't take that trade. Why? Because I thought I would wait to see what Bitcoin did. Whereas this was leading the market. NEO was weaker than anything else, and NEO was leading the market. This is where opportunities lie. There's one of two things that are going to happen. Bitcoin's either going to fall, in which case NEO will also dive hard with it, which is what the, you know, it got momentum to do so, and I'm going to be in profit, or it's not. And I'm either going to not get triggered into the trade, or I'll get triggered in and I'll make a 1% loss. But the potential upside on a position like this is far greater than 1%, and I didn't take it. I thought about things. I got too clever. I talk about this candidly because it is a frustration of mine. It's annoying when I make mistakes. I do make mistakes, not very often in my trading. I make heaps of mistakes in other areas of my life. But in my trading, it's pretty rare. And it's definitely been over 18 months. I'm trying to think of the last time that I did this to myself. Because I'm pretty harsh. I'm pretty harsh on myself. I've got to be my own critic because I don't have a mentor anymore. It's me who relies on me. And one of the good things about having this voice and, you know, talking to you guys and doing the videos on Market View and whatnot is that I share my mistakes with you because that makes me accountable. Every mistake I make, I share because I need to own that. I need to make it real. I'm not just going to sweep it under the rug. I know what this does. So it wasn't just Neo. There was a couple of other opportunities, but Neo was the standout for me. Neo was the best looking trade. So I just wanted to share that yes, I do make mistakes too. I make them rarely. It's not very often that I make these mistakes, but I do make them. And it's okay because I say to people, don't make a mistake more than once. Sorry, more than twice. This is a mistake that is reoccurring for me. This is something that I have had. This is something from my point of view that I have made this mistake several times, okay? Several times in the last few years. It's a long way between each mistake. And look, this mistake, don't get me wrong, it didn't cost me any money. I didn't lose any money here, but it's an opportunity cost. For me, not taking this trade has cost me significant money, not because it's taking money away from me, but because it's money that I should have been making by following my strategies that I did not. Because I was thinking. So I wanted to get that lesson out to you guys. I wanted to wear it right in the chin where it belongs because it clocked me square. I wanted to share that vulnerability. I make mistakes and I wanted you to know that. All right, guys. So look, I hope that you can all learn from that. Don't think too much. Have your structure, have your strategy, and do what your plan states for you to do. Bar nothing. Don't think, because in this case, once again, it didn't help me. Guys, this show is brought to you by TraderCobb.com. Jump across to the website where you can see all the courses, learn about the crypto cradle, the Bitcoin bracket, and the Fibonacci booster so that you can get a structured trading approach. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.